This is the County Cricket Roundup podcast for the 24th of September. Derbyshire, for the most part, had the better of the opening day of their must-win match against Warwickshire. Having an unbeaten century from Chris Wokes, saw the Bears rally from 148 for 7 to close on 285 for 8. Wokes added 69 with Jeevan Patel for the 8th wicket, and unbroken 68 with Maurice Chambers for the 9th. Earlier, only Atiq Javidan made a meaningful contribution with 46, as Tim Grunewald took 4 wickets, to mark footage and remove both openers cheaply. Nottinghamshire are well on the way to guaranteeing themselves the draw that will see them remain in Division 1 for 2014. They reached up against Somerset on 378 for 7 at Trent Bridge, thanks to centuries from Michael Lum and David Hussey. The hosts didn't have things their own way initially, as Lewis Gregory struck twice to help reduce them to 76 for 4. However, Lum and Hussey added a mammoth 214 for the 5th wicket, prior to the latter's departure to Craig Meshuder for 125. Somerset weren't helped by the enforced removal of Jamie Overton midway through the 59th over for excessive short-pitched bowling. Yorkshire closed on 316 for 6, Gary Bounce celebrated his Ashes call-up by ending on 72 not out against Surrey. Phil Jakes had earlier hit 88 to guide the top order as they lost wickets at fairly regular intervals. Matt Dunn struck twice, while there were also a brace apiece of Zafar Ansari and Tom Jewell as Surrey looked towards the future with youth. Newly crowned champions Durham were humbled for just 164 by Sussex at Hove. James Anion and Chris Jordan shared 9 of the wickets to fall, with Jordan doing most of the early damage on route to figures of 4 for 50. Anion then cleaned up most of the lower order, finished with 5 for 44. Scott Ball took top score for the visitors with 36, while Will Smith made 32. Sussex then recovered from a nightmare start to close 186 for 5. They lost 2 early wickets to Graham Onions, then 2 more to Usman Arshad to slip to 90 for 5. Have a loop right in on 74 not out of just 60 balls. In Division 2, Northamptonshire need 147 more runs to guarantee promotion, closing 103 for 4 to fight to Worcestershire's 163 at New Road. With 3 bowling points now in the bag, reaching 250 would give them the 2 batting points that would make it impossible for Essex to overhaul them. However, they are far from certain from reaching that total, as Alan Richardson caused multiple problems, and with 2 for 34 from 12 overs, helped remove the top order. Earlier, Andrew Hall had taken 5 for 30, as hosts were bundled out for a poor total. Only Matthew Pardo held firm initially, as they slipped to 76 for 7. However, he found an unlikely ally in the form of Jack Chantrey, and the pair added 72 for the 8th wicket, and completed half centuries. Even if Northants do fail to secure the 5 points, it seems unlikely that Essex will win at Southampton, as Hampshire romped for 398 for 8 at stumps on day 1. Michael Carberry, James Vincent, Adam Wheater each made at least 80, with the latter ending undefeated on 82. Carberry added 100 with Vince for the 3rd wicket, with Wheater then finding support from Danny Briggs to 88 for the 8th. Greg Smith was the pick of the somewhat second-string Essex attack, with 4 for 47. Chris Dent hit 84, as Gloucestershire reached stumps on a slightly shortened opening day on 228 for 8 against Glamorgan. Dent added 78 with Alex Goodman for the 2nd wicket, but the innings rather fell away following his departure. Michael Hogan, Rudry Smith and Dean Kosker each picked up a brace of wickets for the hosts. Ashwell Prince hit 134 not out, an otherwise poor day for Lancashire's batsmen at Canterbury. They closed on 269 for 8, with Carl Brown the only other man to make more than 20 with 42. Mark Davies, Adam Ball and James Treadwell each took 2 wickets for Kent, while there was a debut scout for 19-year-old Matt Hun. Gloucestershire have signed former Middlesex left-arm spinner Tom Smith on a 3-year contract. Smith has spent much of the 2013 season on loan at Bristol and was recently told to look elsewhere by Middlesex. Yorkshire have signed Kane Williamson as their overseas player for the 2014 season. The New Zealander is currently at the club on a short-term contract. And Will Smith has become the latest casualty of Durham's financial woes and will not have his contract renewed at the end of the season. Durham have already offloaded Mitchell Clayton to Kent, with Callum Thorpe and Steve Harbison expecting to announce their retirements in the near future.